Melissa Mills.
Hi, Melissa. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I just wanted to get some information from you, get your story. What state are you in, Melissa?
New Jersey.
In New Jersey. And what is your age, if I may ask?
53. I had to think
okay.
about that.
Okay. Tell me what brought you to Dr. Murphy.
Well, I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia about 5 years ago, and I had gone the traditional doctor route. I was taking all kinds of antidepressants. I was taking Neurontin, and nothing helped. Absolutely nothing was helping. I was on the internet looking for something that might help, because I just kept getting worse, and I found Dr. Murphy's website.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on and I read some of what was there, and I immediately said to myself, I've got to hook up with this doctor. He's the only one who sounds reasonable and sane.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your how is your sleep and your pain on a scale from 1 to 10 or 0 to 10 when you first started coming to Dr. Murphy or talking with him? If 10 is the best and 0 is the worst?
I would say my sleep was at 0, my pain was at 0, and my fatigue was at 0. I was at a crisis point. I could not continue on the way I was going. I was going to crash and burn.
Mm. And tell me, how long have you been talking with Dr. Murphy, working with him?
We are into month 8, I believe.
And how is your pain and your sleep now?
Sleep is like a 9. Pain
right.
is generally somewhere between an 8 and a 9. You know, it's to the point where it just doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah.
And the fatigue has also, it's like a 9. I can't believe how much I've improved since
That's
I started
wonderful.
Working with Dr. Murphy.
That is absolutely wonderful. And tell me, what is the difference now as far as your activity level, your social activity? How was it before, and how has it improved?
Well, before, what would happen was I would get home from work, and I would sit on the couch and not move until I went to bed.
Mm.
I didn't do anything. My husband did all the cooking, the cleaning, you name it. On the weekends, I would go from the bed to the recliner in the bedroom and not move.
Mm.
So I had to go to bed and then get up and go back to work.
So you were just doing your very minimal function.
Yeah. I really couldn't do anything. I was exhausted all the time. I was in too much pain.
And how are you doing with that now?
My husband and I are actually getting out and doing things on weekends like
mm-hmm.
we used to do before I started feeling the fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
We go out. This is the first year in I can't tell you how many years we've actually decorated for Christmas, because I've had the energy to do it.
Oh, wow.